Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, just wanted to pop on for a few minutes and talk a little bit about the situation in New York. I'm sure most of you are aware that they are having some pretty serious wildfires that are in Canada right now. And the wildfire, the smoke and the pollution from those wildfires has made New York covered in smoke. And so currently, I read some reports that said that New York has the lowest air quality in the entire world. Now, it's not even Canada, it's not even where the wildfires are happening, but those wildfires have sent down their smoke to New York City, and it has the lowest air quality in the world. And so while people were talking about that and were circulating pictures around social media of New York and all the smoke and smog and all this residue and talking about people staying inside and how, you know, unhealthy it is for people to be breathing in this smoke, then people started to show this KFC advertisement that was, I guess, I'm not sure if it was in Times Square, but it looked like it might have been in Times Square. And it basically said, "Welcome to hell." And it was advertising this new Diablo game that also sponsors or features Lilith. And so, you know, people refer to Lilith as the owl spirit. And some people say that she was the first woman, which we know she was not. But in the satanic or demonic kingdom, they refer to Lilith as the first woman rather than Eve. And so it's pretty significant because it was released on June 6th, which is 6 and 6, 23, year 2023 is 2 times 3 is 6. So if you put that together, the sixth month is six, the sixth day is six, and then 2 times 3 is 6. Which is 666. And so the billboard said, "Welcome to hell." And it had the Diablo and the Lilith there. And so for me, I don't know about you guys, but when they start putting billboards over my city or my town that say, "Welcome to hell," I'm going to start taking notice. I'm going to start praying and start figuring out, am I in the right place? I might, you know, start being like Jonah saying, am I supposed to be going somewhere different? Or am I supposed to be shifting this place, or what's going on here? Because welcome to hell is not really something you want to hear. So there's this welcome to hell billboard, Diablo KFC sandwich, and I think there's a game also that coincides with it. I've never played. Diablo means devil, by the way. So I don't have anything to do with him. He doesn't have anything to do with me. We're not on the same kingdom. There's no love lost between us. So, you know, there's this Diablo 6623, and then there's this terrible, terrible smoke that is crowding out New York on the heels of their former governor. He's now former governor Cuomo, who said during COVID, when the numbers kind of went down, God has nothing to do with this. You people who are saying that God has something to do with this, this has nothing to do with God. And so, you know, and there's always a lot going on there. This is Pride Month, and they, you know, of course, had planned these big parades and celebrations and all those kinds of things. And they also lit up a building when they, you know, when the situation and the decisions were being discussed about abortion. And there was a celebratory thing about that, and they lit up the towers. And so all of these things, saying God isn't responsible for the numbers going down, saying welcome to hell and a celebration of the devil and Lilith and all of these things, all of these symbols of rebellion, all of these symbols of turning your face and kind of mocking God, invite the judgment of God. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. You know, I share a lot of different stories. I try to share things that are going on culturally and try to let you know where you should be standing and how you should see and what I believe that God is saying about that. And so these are just a couple of instances where you can see where people are rebelling against God. There's, you know, making comments about God. They're glorifying the devil, saying welcome to hell as if it's a joke. And now they have this smog and smoke that is taking over their entire city. And so the bottom line or the message to all of this is that God shall not be mocked. The Bible says that God will not be mocked whatsoever man soweth, he shall reap. And right now, with this all this pride stuff that's going on this month, the things that were said, and just the open rebellion and smugness that people have towards things of God and towards Christians, it is opening the doorway and inviting the judgment of God. And so what I would like us to do is take it very, very seriously, because there are some very nefarious, very evil things that the enemy has planned. And God can lift his hand from a country. He can remove the blessings from a place when the nation doesn't bless him. The Bible says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, right? And so if you don't want Jehovah, God, Jesus' Father, to be the Lord of your country, the Lord of your nation, then that means you want Satan to be the Lord of your nation. And so the blessings of God, you're rejecting those. And so you can't say, I want the blessings of God, but then snub him and turn your face and rebel against him and glorify sin. And so right now, guys, we're in a very, very serious situation in our nation, where we have a large portion of the nation that is rebelling against God. We are in a month now. We're not a week, not a day. You know, some holidays are days, some are a week. Now, this is a whole month where we are glorifying pride. And we know that the Bible says pride goes before destruction, right? And it also says that God would resist the proud. Well, if there's one person you don't want resisting you, if there's one person you don't want saying, I'm not helping you anymore, I'm taking my hands off your situation, is God Almighty. We need his help. We need his assistance. We need his protection. And so the Bible says God resists the proud. So don't think that it's a coincidence or that it's just happenstance that this month is called Pride Month here in America, and there's a celebration and glorification of things that have nothing to do with glorifying God, but they actually have to do with glorifying self and rebellion and pride and Satan. And so I wanted to just bring this out. You know, some of you may not have been aware of these connections and these different things. And I also want us to pray. So that's the primary reason why I'm on right now, is for us to pray for our nation, to repent on behalf of our nation, because the intercessors, those who know God, those who know better, we as a church, we have to stop being silent. Now is the time to lift our voices like a trumpet. Now is the time to stop being complacent. Now is the time to stop allowing our compassion and our empathy and really our fear of man, not wanting to be rejected and not wanting people to leave us out or think that we think this or that. We're allowing that false compassion and that false empathy to allow us to not do what Jesus told us to do, which is preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. It's not loving to lie to people. It's not loving to not tell people the truth. And the truth is that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the truth is that every man at the end of his life will have to stand before God and give an account for his life. And the truth is that only those who name the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved. The truth is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. So that's the truth, to not share the truth and to allow some alternative truth, which is a lie, because there is no such thing as alternative truth. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. That is not loving. It's not compassionate. It's not tolerant. It is one of the most unloving things you can do. And so we've got to get serious about preaching the gospel. We've got to get serious about telling people the truth. We have to get serious about saying that this is the way that God has said it is. And it doesn't matter what I think or what you think. God sets the standard. And so that's what we're going to say. All right. I think that's all I want to say. I want to spend the last 30 or 45 seconds or so praying. Please share this. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and share this with a friend, a family member. Get the word out. Church, we've got to pray. We've got to push this evil back. Now is the time, because things are getting worse and worse. You may look around and say, wow, I didn't know things were like this. It didn't used to be like this. It's because we've been silent. We've got to pray. We've got to lift our voices, come out of the caves, and get busy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and brings understanding to the simple. We thank you that you love us. Jesus, we thank you that you died on the cross for our sins and that your blood is spilled on the mercy seat. We thank you that because that blood is there, that we can approach your throne of grace and make our requests known to you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you convict the world of sin and you testify of Jesus and you lead us into truth. So we thank you for revealing the truth to us about who you are, about God's will and plan for our lives, and for giving us the Bible, a root book, a guidebook that we can follow and know what your desire and plan is for our life. Father, we repent on behalf of our nation for idolatry. We repent for rebellion. We repent for involvement in the occult. We repent for perversion. We repent for just having a blatant disregard and disrespect for your word. And we pray now for mercy. We ask your mercy on our nation. We ask your mercy on our families. We ask your mercy on our president. We ask your mercy on our vice president. We ask your mercy, Father. Please forgive us for our sins against you, our sins against our children, our sins against ourselves and our family. Father, forgive us that we've allowed the definition of what you call man, woman to be changed, what you call marriage to be changed. Forgive us, Father. We pray that you will energize your church, that you will lift up leaders, that you'll lift up pastors after your own heart, and that you'll lift up prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers and apostles who will begin to herald your truth, to rebuild the true foundation of the church that you designed the way you designed it to be, that we can go out and share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that you so loved the world that you sent your son to die for our sins, that whoever believes on him would have everlasting life and would not perish. So we thank you for boldness. We thank you for courage. We thank you for the equipping, Father. Set us on fire so the whole world can watch us burn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, that's it. That's all I have for you. Please share this, subscribe, follow, depending on whatever platform you're watching on. And remember, it's time. The time is now, right? The time is now to lift your voice, to tell the truth, and to spread the truth about who Jesus Christ is and what he came to do and why he came for us. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.